Hello, this is Dr. Joanne Manson, Professor of Medicine at Harvard Medical School and Brigham and Women's Hospital. I'd like to talk with you about the marine omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, DHA, fish oil, and heart health. Now, there have been wide swings of the pendulum in terms of conclusions of meta-analyses and clinical guidelines about the role of fish oil supplements in prevention of cardiovascular disease over recent years. Now, the American Heart Association has a science advisory published in Circulation a couple months ago, and I'd like to provide a few clarifications and caveats about these guidelines. First, they do not relate to dietary fish. There's a clear recommendation to encourage fish in the diet, about 2 servings per week, preferably dark fatty fish, and whether the benefits for cardiovascular disease are due to directly to the omega-3 fatty acids or to replacing red meat or other less healthful components of the diet with fish is not known, but these guidelines do not relate directly to dietary fish. Now, the writing group of the science advisory wisely focused on randomized clinical trials of fish oil supplements in the prevention of clinical events. And they concluded that there are 2 groups most likely to benefit. One is those with recent MI or known history of coronary heart disease, and the other is those with known heart failure, reduced ejection fraction heart failure. The committee also concluded that there are several groups that where fish oil supplements are not indicated and the patients are not likely to benefit. And this includes those without known cardiovascular disease, but who have diabetes or prediabetes, those who have multiple risk factors for cardiovascular disease, but no prior clinical events, those with atrial fibrillation, and those who are post-op cardiac surgery. The committee was unable to make any recommendation in primary prevention because of the absence of data in that area of a large-scale randomized clinical trial for primary prevention. Now, these guidelines are very reasonable. Because with these high-risk populations, even a 10% reduction in coronary death in those who already have a history of coronary disease, or a 8 or 9% reduction in hospitalization or mortality in those with heart failure would be a major benefit, a major clinical benefit, compared to the very small risk of side effects or any adverse events with the low dose of fish oil supplementations. But it's important to keep in mind that the trials that tended to show the greatest benefits were the open label trials and also the trials that were done a while ago and were not conducted in the setting of maximal medical therapy. So in a setting of high dose statins, aspirin, beta blockers, ACE inhibitors, the trials have generally shown only a very modest benefits of fish oil supplements. But again, the benefits are likely to outweigh the risks for the high-risk groups that were identified. Now, stay tuned for trials in primary prevention, the vitamin D omega-3 trial, VITAL, which is being directed by our research group, is studying omega-3 fatty acids in close to 26,000 participants for prevention of CVD and cancer. Those results should be available in spring 2018. And other large-scale randomized trials are ongoing and should have results within 1 to 2 years. I think that this is a good example where shared decision-making with the patient can be very helpful. Some patients will not want to add fish oil capsules to their current complex medical regimen, and others will be more than happy to do so. In fact, about 8% of the population is already taking fish oil supplements. Thanks so much for your attention. This is Joanne Manson.